Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're gonna find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to be the two today. Melody is with us. And I think I'll probably shock her with some of the news I'm going to bring on. But anyway, I do that all the time. And we're going to talk about our money situation here in America. Well, it's really bad across the whole globe, but I'm mostly concerned with America. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer, for that's what we need to start out with. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for being the great I am that you are. Father, I can see your hand in things, and I know that what man intends for evil, you will use for good. You can turn it around. And Father, you have brought people together. I know we're such a divided nation, or we seem to be, but you have brought people together, and you've been doing this since the beginning of time. But I value what you have done in my life with bringing people to me, friends, people that have similar ideas. We may not agree on everything, but we have a love for you, a love for our nation, and a deep concern for the evil that we see and what it's doing to people. So thank you for putting that burden on us, and may we make it, hand it to you and make it lighter. For we know we can't do anything except through you. Father, I ask for your protection over all those who are trying so hard to bring America back home to you, to bring common sense back and to toss out the nonsense that we're being given every day. Help us, Father, to see the evil and to remove it, not to just gasp and go hide. Lord God, I ask your protection. I ask for your guidance, your wisdom, and that beautiful gift of discernment that we can sift through all the distractions, all the lies, and find the truth. You have been revealing so much to us, and it is hard to look at it, but we must in order to remove the corruption and restore the lost principles of this nation, of which you are originally the foundation. And without you, we crumble. For such a time as this, Father, we do praise you for all the great things that you are, for the great God, the great I am that you are, such an awesome King. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I'm going to start out with, how do you milk a buffalo? Seriously, how do you milk a buffalo? Looking through all the news this morning and thinking, distraction, 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 liberty infractions. That's all I'm seeing. So I'm starting out with what I considered a silly story, although some must have taken it quite seriously. Pineapple on a pizza in Italy apparently has divided the people. It says anyone who sets foot in Italy knows there are unwritten rules that one must abide by, and the most important of all revolve around food. Cappuccino after 11 a.m., only for tourists. Spaghetti, bolognese, a horrifying thought. Pineapple on your pizza, heresy. At least it was until now. It said by 2024 might just be the year that pineapple pizza cracks Italy, thanks to Gino Sabarlo, the renowned Naples pizzaio, I don't know what they call that, a maestro. He's a pizza maestro who has added the dreaded combination of, apparently, pineapple. It's called Margherita con Ananas, and it costs $7.70. But that isn't your regular Hawaiian. It's a pizza bianca, denuded of its tomato layer, because you can't have tomato and pineapple, unless you're in America, we can. And three different types of cheese with the pineapple, cooked twice for a caramelized feel. So they cook the pineapple first, and then they cook it again on the pizza. It says the pineapple is pre-baked in the oven, and then it's cooled. I know, you're wondering where Beth's going with this. Then it adds a smoked provolo, which is a local cow milk cheese from Campania. Extra virgin oil, olive oil, that is, a fresh basil before the topping of the pizza in his wood-fired oven. But it goes on and on about the things that it puts on this pizza. And it says, as it comes out of the oven, he scatters micro shavings of two types of smoked, and I cannot pronounce this cheese, it's cassia ricotta, around the crust. One from the Sardinian and goats, and the other from buffaloes in the nearby Salento area. And I had to stop right there and ask, how do you milk a buffalo? And that's all the farther I got. Because I kind of like pizza on my pizza once in a while. Canadian bacon pizza with a little pineapple. But we still have the red sauce because we're an American. We can do whatever we want. We're the melting pot. And we can mix our Americana and our pizza together and be quite happy. And with that, I bring on Melody Cedarstrom. She's thinking, what on earth am I going to do with... how do you milk a buffalo? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, you see these buffaloes, and they're pretty big. And I'm thinking, you're not going to care what that pizza tastes like, because you may not have any teeth left by the time you're done milking a buffalo.
Well, anyway. I think I got a headline that matches that, your question.
Oh, I'm so glad. Give it to me, girl. Give it to me.
Flowers are evolving to have less sex. How's that for a headline?
I thought they'd looked a little sadder lately.
Well, because and it's interesting. Well, it's really interesting, though. I didn't know that they could pollinate themselves, but because they are seeing a vanishing of
bees,
and there's this new study. Lord knows where it came from, but
or who paid for it?
Or who paid for it? Well, probably you and I did. You know, taxpayers probably did. But the toxic pesticides and the vanishing habitats, along with the bees, those two things have driven down the populations of bees and other pollinators, that they now fertilize their own seeds more often rather than those of other plants. So who knew?
It's become more work and they want less sex. I don't know. I just...
So, okay.
All right. This, and I'm waiting, anticipating for the music so we can get into a break.
Oh, hallelujah.
But, I watched my husband milk the Jersey cow often, and sometimes she could be a little cantankerous. He knew how to handle her, and she loved him. But milking a buffalo, that was something else. And now flowers having sex with themselves. I mean, that's quite the picture. We're going to talk about the economy when we come back. I've got some news on that I wanted to throw at Melody, because she's the one who makes sense out of all this nonsense. And I'm telling you what, the distractions on the headlines today were just more than I could handle. I don't know if you heard about the war between Jesse Waters and Crenshaw, but I thought that was pretty funny, too. Anyway, we're headed into a break, and we will come back with some more interesting news. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Beth Ann and Melody Cedarstrom, we're the two, and we'll be back with you.
Thank you.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody, I've written a little thing here. It's not very good because I did it this morning off the cuff. Literally. But I wondered if you've noticed all the money that's being handed out to these politicians. And it just kind of hit me yesterday, and then I've got some other stuff today that I got. If I didn't know better, wink, wink, I'd think they're investing in and buying politicians. That's what I would think. So I wrote this little thing here after I read another article, and I thought, you know, this is just craziness. So it's not really a poem. It's not really a ballad. I don't know what it is, but it says, I'm from the government, and I'm here to enslave you. I'll turn your money into paper fiat IOUs, and then I'll sell you money that is sitting on a cloud, wink, wink. It will feel like pennies from heaven until you realize it isn't there. What little that you have, I will spend, and then some more. I'll run a debt so high the zeros will fall to the floor. There's always plenty of wealth for the elites. They have special ways, their portfolios to bloat. From NGOs, foundations, associations, they do gloat. Worldwide human trafficking exposed, but not condemned. Yes, I'm from the government, so you better watch your P's and Q's. You better mind your pronouns, too. You're nothing more than a commodity, and your value is falling rapidly. We can bring more to replace you. If you really want to know, there's idiots aplenty all across the globe. Yes, I'm from the government, and I'm here to enslave you. Will you donate to your political campaign so that you can continue to use and be used and abused for the good of the whole community? Anyway, that was just kind of my thoughts as I was reading all these. They like to say, well, Nikki Haley passed DeSantis in her fundraising, and they're outspending Trump on this and that. Of course, he's busy, you know, spending money on lawyers. Then I got this thing, and I don't care for Crenshaw, and I don't care for Jesse Waters. They're having a fight on the internet over lots of stuff. But anyway, it's just like, please. Can we have any more distractions? And then I have this article that really, that was the one reason I put the one line in that little thing. But you remember O'Keefe? He was James O'Keefe. He was actually the founder of Veritas, and they kicked him out. I'm not sure why. I know what they said, but he has discovered a migrant expose, and it shows U.S. tax dollars funding this NGO run by a former British foreign minister, and they are shipping illegals into America right there at a place that's being kept private in Arizona. So not only are we bringing them across the border, we're buying them and bringing them in here from Europe. You know, they're collecting. Talk about human trafficking. I mean, this is unreal. And the money that's being spent and the money that's being made on this is just, it's mind-boggling. But it's happening. And it's sad. But I think we're just the useful idiots. We just keep seeing this stuff, and nothing ever gets done to stop it. I went on a rampage yesterday about all the Republicans going down to the border. Well, big hairy deal.
Yeah, Democrats, what do they do about it?
Democrats did it when Trump was in. They all go down to the border to talk and wail about how bad it is, and then they do nothing. And then they do nothing. They're going to pretend to do something, but there'll be nothing change.
Well, you know, after 4 years, they're going to investigate whether they can impeach Mayorkas. It's like, oh, it took you this long?
Well, they know if they impeach him in the House, it's not going to happen in the Senate. So that's just a game.
Yeah.
That's just a game.
Sure, they don't have anything better to do.
Because everything else is coming up roses, because even though they're having less sex.
If anyone is derelict in their duty, it's President Biden.
Absolutely. Has nothing to do with Congress, who makes the laws. It's nuts. But I had this article that I got yesterday, and I saved it for us today. And I'm certain that you're aware of it. I'm kind of dumb sometimes. I'm just going to be admitting it. But were you aware of the Economic Bill of Rights from the 21st? From the 20th century. It was Theodore Roosevelt, it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt that put out the Economic Bill of Rights. And it's just really, basically, it's all socialism. And that's all it is. And they've done it. And the Democrats still stand on it. And so do the Republicans, let's be honest. They stand on this stuff too. They run their campaigns. They want you to give them money, and then they're going to write some piece of legislation, and they're going to make sure you get help, you get subsidies, you get this, you get that in your communities. You know, it's nuts, and we just keep putting up with it because it's almost, I think, people think they're trapped, but we're not. We just think we're trapped because I think we don't want to give up what we need to give up in order to be free, and that's really concerning to me, and I don't know if it is to you or not. You've been singing the same song for a while, too. Our dollars are nothing. They're nothing. But here we go.
Well, you know, I think I mentioned it on this program. I'm not sure. You know, tell me if I did. But I haven't finished watching it, but there was a documentary on the Gilded Age. And in the beginning of this, because it talks about, you know, after the war, you know, during the Industrial Revolution and so forth, evolution and so forth, there was the one percenters and everybody else was broke, poor. And the wealth, the Carnegies, the Rockefellers, all the names that we talk about who are all at the demise of our republic, they came together, and there was a quote from a gentleman, and I don't know who he was, but he said, we don't know how our wealth, how we became so wealthy, but we aim to keep it. They're not going to, and
to give it up. No.
If we go forward from there, from the early 1900s, and then you see how the Federal Reserve was created, you know, this morning I was reading about 1948 and 1949, after the war, there was, they had like, 1948, there was like 10% inflation, and then it immediately dropped to 1%. It's like, well, how'd that happen? You know, so I started reading to see if I could, you know, find some answers and so forth. And they talk about the Employment Act of 1946. So this is where the government becomes involved, where, you know, the maximum, where the role of the Federal Reserve and the government is maximum employment, production, purchasing power. Mm. And so, I mean, here you're talking about 1946, where government gets involved, where money begins to be spent to corporate welfare, and all of these subsidies to, you know, and the with the EPA then creating all of these programs, so manufacturing had to leave this country. I mean, it's, and why are all these acts from government being created? It was so the wealthy could keep their power, so the wealthy could keep control, and the wealthy became owners of the government. The government no longer existed way back. You know, how many?
It was right it was right after the Civil War, I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I don't know where it is. It's in my pile to be filed, but I've got a book on that. And it was done by Anthony Antiso. And I've had him on the air quite a while. He's a gentleman from California, the state. But this Bill of Rights, this Economic Bill of Rights, was written by Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1944. In 1944, so it was just before this act in 1946. Mm-hmm. So they planned for the government to take more and more and more. And that is not what a constitutional republic is. That is a democracy, which they keep screaming for because they want to save their democracy because they don't want to lose. We're headed into a break here pretty quick. I want to talk about this a little bit more, and I want to lean on this. People have got money. But it's not the American people, and it's not some of the other people in other nations either. So how do we rise up, us little, I don't know what percent we'd call ourselves, but we ain't the rich ones, that's for sure. So how do we rise up? Well, we've got to protect ourselves. And then we've got to start doing something. I feel that we do. Anyway, you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of this show. Without her, I would not be here. And that is the gospel truth. And we thank her. The Lord brought us together, and we appreciate that so much. We will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a four-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Melody, we were talking about what happened then after the Civil War. That's when they borrowed money, which I'm sure you've seen. I wrote that down. I don't remember. If you mentioned the Gilded Age, I didn't write it down or my mind didn't remember it. So I've written it down. And can I find that, like, on YouTube or just
probably. It was actually a PBS. It was,
okay.
I think it was a PBS.
There's a lot of things I need to watch and listen to, and I just run out of time.
You know, it's interesting. Then they go into a little more details about, you know, how, you know, Carnegie made his money. I mean, he's, you know, how, and it's, and you know, it's interesting. A lot of it is things we already know, but sometimes just struck me.
Just when we know them, we don't necessarily connect those dots,
right?
You know,
true.
As to what they were really all about. And you've kind of struck a nerve. Some of them over here on Facebook are talking about the one percenters, you know. And I don't mind them having their wealth.
I don't either.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
I don't want government helping them make their money like they do.
What's
that? There shouldn't be corporate welfare. They shouldn't. Shouldn't be state and local subsidies to these manufacturings and so forth and whatnot. Get government out of business.
I agree.
That's the problem.
The one thing that struck me was, well, it was all these things about the candidates and the money they're getting. And, of course, they're really pushing Nikki Haley. She's really getting a lot of the big corporates behind her because they don't want Trump in there because he's going to try and get government out of this, some of these. I don't know how much, but I know that's one thing he wants to do. Plus, I think he knows things. You know, this
Nikki
list
Haley,
that came out.
Nikki's a new world order, you know.
She's absolutely a new world order. Absolutely. I was sharing with Rudy this morning that, you know, I see DeSantis a different way than I see Nikki Haley. I think he's groomable, if that makes sense. I think if we brought him in, if a Trump or a similar administration that really cares about the American country, as you know, make America great again, I think he could be brought in and groomed to be like that. I mean, I think he really thinks that way, but he is a politician and he is a lawyer. But I don't see Haley that way. I see Haley as a player, as a globalist, a rhino, and I've never really liked her. I thought she did well at the UN, but I believe it was because she was doing what Trump told her to do.
Yeah, no, they were grooming her to be president. That's why she was there. I'm sorry. Yeah. Most presidents are groomed to be, you know, they're handpicked and, you know, groomed over the years and so forth. And I think she was one of them to be groomed. Now, whether
I
do it or not, I don't know.
Yeah,
behind closed doors, she was being groomed. You know, Wall Street loves her. Banks love her. She's already got the backing of J.P. Morgan Chase. Old Jamie Dimon, you know, five-time felon with the bank and so forth, that they pay fines and no one ever goes to jail. No one's ever held accountable. Yeah, they love her.
No, they don't. Well, and then I had...
I do like DeSantis. I do.
I do. I like DeSantis. I don't think it's his time, though. I really don't. And I think it's showing.
He's got bad handlers. I'm sorry, but these guys...
Oh, he does. He does.
He's got bad handlers.
He does. But I also think if we're going to change things, we've got to have some good governors. And I think he's been a good governor. I like Kristi Noem, but she's done some things that are not too good. Bringing through the, letting them take the land there for the burial pipeline for CO2. Like, you're going to do anything good to put CO2 under the ground in a pipeline. That is the emperor that has no clothes.
Yeah.
And she's allowed that. And
you know, yeah, I think that the country needs governors, but they can't fix our problems. It has to come from the top.
But the top can't do it without good governors and a good Congress. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get that.
So,
but going back to what I...
The thing is, what has to really change is, you know, and it's not going to change, is we do need term limits. We do need campaign finance restrictions. You got to get the money out. The money isn't going to go out. It's just not going to happen.
It's not without a fight, that's for sure.
Yeah. And I think
it's going to be a fight.
I think when we talk about, you know, things began to change after the Civil War, I mean, you're talking, you know, it's too far ingrained.
Well, and plus, most of us don't know about it. You know,
most people who don't know about it, they wouldn't accept that. They like the world that they believe in the world. That I saw an article today, millennials and Gen Xers, hey, they're just waiting for the old people to die so they can pay off their bills. You know, they're going to pay off their debt with the money that they inherit. So, hey, you retirees out there, start spending your money.
Isn't that crazy?
You know,
well, greedy world. A greedy world. That's what that is.
A greedy world. So they're
selfish.
Going to be irresponsible, you know, waiting for grandpa to die, grandma and grandpa to die. How do you change that thinking? You can't. You don't.
Well, we can't
they
make
They have to experience something in order to change their thinking. Telling them and educating them isn't going to change a hoot.
Well, it has to be a change of the heart, and you and I know what that is. Can't make America great again until you make America godly again. And
that's part of it, but people aren't going to become godly again until they have something to happen to them to make them look in different areas and to become godly. Something nasty has to come and affect them
personally. Before a change, some some catastrophic event.
Yeah, it's going to be war.
Yeah. Well, and I think we're on the precipice of that. I think
I
we
too.
Really are. I'm really
we're
concerned.
Already, there was a quote the other day, and I'm getting all fired up about it. There was a quote the other day from someone. It says, we're actually in a war now.
We are?
We are. We're in wartime right now, but they just haven't announced it. And that's
well, they
true.
Said last night, when was the last time they actually announced a war? That was World War II.
I mean, we had Vietnam and everything.
But they never called it a war. They never declared a war.
But it was. I mean, everybody kind of knew it was. North Korea, that was different. But Vietnam, when they had the draft, yeah, everybody pretty much. But, I mean, in recent times, and what we're experiencing today, I mean, look what's going on in the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Look what's going on with the bombings of Syria. And I mean, it's mind-boggling.
And you know something my husband told me last night? He says, you know what Putin's doing with his illegal aliens?
Shipping them over here?
No, he's putting them in his army. And so then this morning I read where O'Keefe has found out that in his video that they're bringing these illegals in here and we're paying for it and they're putting them in this facility in Arizona and we're paying for it. Are they going to be an army against the American people? Are some of these that are coming across the borders, are they, and it's the north border and the southern border, and it's people coming in here on airplanes too, as Mike Cutler would tell us, are they going to be a military that goes against the American people? Something's going to happen, and I fear it'll happen in this year, because this is a big year.
It has to be done before Biden's out of office.
I wouldn't put it past them to cancel an election.
I wouldn't either. Not, you know, I've been hearing about elections being canceled since the early 90s.
Yeah.
And I always, yeah, right. You know, it's not going to happen. It could happen this time.
Yeah.
It could. I believe it could happen this time. In fact, we've already heard where Zelensky is talking about eliminating the election.
Yes. And they're all in for him, you know. And if he's having it, he wants us to pay for it.
And okay, I hear the music, so I'll bring it in.
All right. And when we come back, we got to finish this up, and let's get some people with some gold and silver, because these fiat dollars, they ain't working. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Folks, we're in trouble, but all is not lost. We have hope in the Lord, and we have hope in what we know. So use what you know and put it to good use. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to do that.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE. sctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we go back into the show here, I want to, if you're not watching TV or have the radio on, we just had some breaking news that there is a school shooting in Iowa, Perry, Iowa, a high school there. I have no numbers of injuries, deaths. It is a fatality of some. We don't know about the shooter. We know nothing. Ramaswamy was to have some kind of event close to that area, has canceled it and had prayer instead. America, we're in trouble. And it isn't the guns. So be in prayer for this community and for the United States of America, because we're in trouble. And Melody, I was watching, I've got into these YouTubes at night. I watch the news in the evenings, and during commercials I watch YouTubes. And learn how to declutter my house, how to better put my makeup on, how to dress for short people, and, you know, all these things that are so important in life. Last night I clicked on one that was a prepper, and I didn't get to finish watching her. And she was giving different reasons to prep. And I know she would talk about, if she didn't, like I said, I haven't finished it. I know she would talk about how to prep financially, too. And, you know, it's something that's difficult to talk about, but there's all kinds of things that happen. And when we need to have backup, maybe you get sick, you can't get to the store, or maybe this or that, maybe you need this or that, you know, and we don't trust our government with our money, obviously. And gold and silver is a good way to secure your wealth. Whether you have a lot of wealth or little wealth, it's a good way to see. Even the very wealthy do that. So I want to kind of, we're in the final segment of the show, and I want to talk about that. I want you to talk about that some, because I think people, you know, we're not going to go milk a buffalo, but we do need to take care of ourselves. So let's talk about that.
No video cameras on your flowers either.
Yeah. Let them have their privacy. Come on, people.
I, and you know what? The world is just as crazy as that. And what people find so important, yet there's still an underlying story there. The underlying story, as we've been talking about it for years, I'm sure you have too, Beth, are the seriousness of bees.
Yes.
That we, that there's been such a big decline and the earth can't survive without them. And so that really is the importance. And it's kind of like money, too. You know, the underlying importance is, you know, our debt. We got a debt too great to be paid. Yes. How far is it going to go before it collapses on itself? I mean, these are all the things we don't know. It's kind of like the honeybees. We know they're in decline, but we don't know if they actually do become extinct and what happens. And what happens as they're becoming extinct, if they do become extinct, what happens along the way? And the money is the same thing. You know, we might not have any huge calamities that you experience with the loss of your purchasing power, but every day, every single day, you do lose your some degree of your purchasing power with those fiat dollars. That's what it's all about. There's a lot of other things that go on that attract our attention. Wall Street, FTX, you know, all the banks closing. And these are all symptoms of that core problem. But nobody talks about that core problem. Because all of the symptoms are usually temporary until that core problem actually has something truly major that comes and affects everybody. And as we mentioned earlier in the program, for people to change their mind, they have to be impacted personally, somehow, some way. And until that happens, the only thing that you can do, because you guys are smart, your listeners, Beth, they're in tune to what's going on, is just as prepare. You can sit back and watch it all unfold. And it doesn't matter what level you're on, what budget you might have. You know, hey, as I said earlier, your grandchildren, you know, they're all waiting for you to croak. So they want your money. They can pay off their bills. They can live extravagantly now on debt, planning on using your money to pay it off. There's probably a lot of grandparents who say, well, that's okay. At least I'll help them. But are you? And I also know some grandparents out there that say, hey, I'm spending it now. You know, I'm spending my kids' inheritance. And that's actually, if you want to help them, you buy gold and silver. That's how you help them. Because those worthless dollars that they're going to inherit aren't going to buy as much. And they're not going to be able to pay off as much debt as they think they are. We're going to continue to run that little package that we do on your program, but it's so popular. It's the 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle. 1/10 ounce silver eagle. Are we out of time?
No, we're not out of time. I don't know what's happening there. Okay, go ahead. I think we got it fixed.
The 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, 21 ounce silver eagles. It includes all your shipping costs for $825. So we've seen a little bit of a pullback in gold. I think it's beginning to move up a little bit today. It's kind of all over the page today. It was up, down, up, down. But I think we're beginning to get a little bit more of a, let me see if I can go in here real quick to see where we're at.
Is the package still the same?
And it was negative. It was negative this morning. So we're seeing a retreat on the dollar. And so silver is up a little bit, too. So, and this was all based on prior to the $10 increase. So, and we'll keep
it
the same.
$825?
$825, yes.
All right.
So give us a call. 1-800-375-4188. This will be shipped by registered and insured U.S. mail.
And it is a great package. We took advantage of it the last time. So it is a great package.
You know, it is a great. The premiums on the 1/10 ounce have come down. They're still expensive, but they've come down more than what they were. There's predictions of gold, $3,000 this year. There's predictions of $2,500 for gold this year. I don't know what it's going to do. I can't predict. All I do know is over a long term, gold's going higher, period.
Oh, yes. And silver. Yes. And those elites, from what I hear, a lot of them are investing in the gold and silver market. So they're getting their share.
They invest differently than you know, a lot of the true elite. They buy collections. They buy gold collections. They buy bullion, but they also buy collections, like fine art. So they'll buy the real rare coins. You know, they'll buy $1 million coin, or they'll buy a $250,000 coin. So, you know, they do invest differently, but the point is they are investing in gold.
And they are beautiful. I want to thank you. They are beautiful. I really like them. It's 1/10 ounce golden eagle and 20 silver eagles for $825. Give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival Radio at 4 p.m. Just go to her website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Melody, it's just a pleasure. I'm so glad God brought us together.
Fun today.
Thank you. God bless you. Yeah, don't go try and milk any buffaloes. Just buy some pineapple. Anyway, you've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We are concerned, and we want to make America great again, but we want to make America godly again and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.